From NPR News in Washington, I'm Noor Rahm. U.S. Mideast peace envoy George Mitchell is in Israel today. Mitchell is trying to persuade Israel and the Palestinians to resume peace negotiations. Both sides are to meet at the United Nations later this month. A major sticking point is Israel's resumption of settlement building in the West Bank. The BBC's Tim Franks reports from Jerusalem.
Under international law, settlement of occupied territory is illegal. The latest announcements drew criticism from the White House. President Obama had previously said that he wanted all settlement activity to stop. The Palestinian leadership has said that it won't resume peace talks with Israel until that happens. Israel, for its part, has indicated that it is willing to consider a temporary halt, maybe of around 6 months, to granting permission for further building in the West Bank. The U.S. envoy George Mitchell's job will be to see if he can square these competing positions.
The BBC's Tim Franks reporting from Jerusalem. Human rights groups are welcoming reports that the Obama administration will allow prisoners held by the U.S. in Afghanistan to challenge their detention. The New York Times and the Washington Post are reporting that under a new policy, a review board will consider evidence in challenges to detentions. About 600 prisoners have been detained at Bagram Air Base north of Kabul. They've been without access to courts or family members, some for more than 5 years. Texas A&M University says scientist Norman Borlaug died last night of cancer complications. He was called the father of the Green Revolution. He received a Nobel Prize in 1970 for his contributions to the development of new varieties of high-yield crops. Some experts say his work helped avert global famine during the second half of the 20th century and saved millions of lives. Norman Borlaug was 95. The medical examiner in Chicago is expected to perform an autopsy today on a co-defendant of former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. A local official says Kelly's death is being investigated as a suicide. Chicago Public Radio's Robert Wildebor reports.
Chris Kelly was a friend and fundraiser for Blagojevich, and he was one of five people indicted along with the former governor in April of this year. Kelly had previously been charged in two other schemes as well, but despite the pressure, he refused to become a cooperating witness in the government's case against Blagojevich. Instead, he pleaded guilty in both cases. The most recent plea came just this past Tuesday, a day before he was set to go to trial. He admitted rigging bids for his roofing company as part of an $8.5 million project at Chicago's O'Hare Airport. As Kelly put in his plea, he told the judge that he was under a lot of pressure in his life. He died Saturday morning. The medical examiner has not released a cause of death. For NPR News, I'm Robert Wildebor in Chicago.
This is NPR News from Washington. President Obama is keeping up his efforts this weekend to convince the public that the nation's health care system must be overhauled. He's to appear on the CBS show 60 Minutes tonight. Excerpts quote the president as saying that he has no interest in getting a bill that won't work, that he knows that he'll be held responsible for whatever passes. The president spoke to a rally on health care in Minneapolis yesterday and plans to address the AFL-CIO convention in Pittsburgh on Tuesday on the same subject. This morning, several members of his administration are guests on various television talk shows. Serena Williams is out of the U.S. Open after losing in the semifinals to unseeded and unranked Kim Clijsters, 6-4, 7-5. Williams was penalized a point for unsportsmanlike conduct after screaming and cursing at an official. BBC's Alistair Eakin has more.
Serena Williams may never live this outburst down. The foot fault was the trigger for a furious verbal assault on the line judge. In front of the New York crowd and millions watching on TV worldwide, Williams marched up to her, brandished her racket aggressively, and vented her anger. The line judge explained her version to the umpire, who called for the tournament referee, who in turn penalised Williams the single point, which meant Clijsters had won. Afterwards, Williams denied she'd threatened to kill the official, claiming to have forgotten what she did say.
The BBC's Alistair Eakin reporting. Williams says she's never been in a fight in her life and doesn't know why the line judge felt threatened.
I used to have a real temper, and I've gotten a lot better, so I know you don't believe me, but I used to be worse. Yes, yes, indeed.
The women's final is scheduled for later today. Clijsters will face Caroline Wozniak. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.